Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'm really looking forward to this morning's Bible study lesson in Revelation chapter number 9. We went... And last week we looked at the fifth angel sounding that trumpet. And if you remember last week, just a way of review, it's when death takes a vacation.
Oh.
I take that very literally, that in the tribulation period, when this is taking place, these trumpets are being sounded. I believe it's in the last half of the tribulation period, the last 3.5 years. So at this point, we're already well into the tribulation period, past what we would call the abomination of desolation, into Jacob's trouble, days of Jacob's trouble. And the fifth angel sounded, and you remember those demons that came out of the abyss, the bottomless pit, we talked about that. And to them was given power to them that they could hurt men who had not the seal of God upon them for a period of 5 months. And the Bible tells us that men desired to take their life, but death would flee from them. Again, I take that literally. God's not going to let them escape this wrath for 5 months. I used the illustration last week. I can't imagine somebody taking a 45 or 44, magnum, putting them to the head, pull a trigger, and they're still alive. Maybe they walk around for 5 months with a hole in their head. I don't know. I just believe that God, He's not only the giver of life, He can take life. But I just want to let you know, I believe that for 5 months, for a period, the Bible tells us in verse number 6, you can see it there, that in those days man shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die. They want to die, and death shall flee from them. Death literally takes a vacation for a period of 5 months. Well, we see in verse number 12, what one woe is past, and behold, there comes two more woes hereafter. And as you get deeper into the tribulation period, these trumpets and these bowls of wrath that are yet to come in the tribulation period, they get, I hate to use a term, but I'm just an old country boy, they get worser and worser. I don't know if that ain't a good word. But they're going to get, what's another word instead of worser and worser? They get, help me out, you scholars. Huh? They escalate in such a, it gets worser and worser. I don't know a better word than that, worser and worser. Look at them, dictionary. But they do. And so it says, one woe is past, and the other two woes are going to follow. The second woe is the sixth trumpet. And we're going to find out the third woe is the seventh trumpet. Why is that even worse than the fifth and sixth trumpet? Because the seventh trumpet unleashes those seven bowls or vials of wrath. And the worst is yet to come. So we get to verse number 13. The sixth angel is sounding this trumpet. And I'll read to verse number 21, and we'll finish this chapter out this morning. Again, this is well into the tribulation period, at least 5 months into it, at least 5 months. Just so a point of reference, I believe when the sixth seal is open, that would be the beginning of the middle of the tribulation period. In other words, the first six seals are the first 3.5 years. And from the sixth seal, the seventh seal, which opens the seven trumpets, would be the middle of the week, days of Jacob's trouble. Are y'all following? I might have lost y'all there. But anyway, we're well into the tribulation period, at least 3.5 years, plus another 5 months at least, maybe a little longer. Sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay a third part of men. Let me stop. I knew I couldn't go any without any comment. Remember, for 5 months, men desired to die and they couldn't die. Now God is going to release, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, to release these angels, and we're going to see a horde of them under the river Euphrates. And they are going to die, a third of them. we see a third part of the men who had in the, that are still alive. A third part of them will be killed. Verse number 16. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, which would be 200 million. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. In other words, a vision is what he saw. Okay. And them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And by these three, that fire and brimstone and all this smoke, the third part of men were killed by fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men, before I read, this is one of the most amazing verses in all of Scripture to me in the book of Revelation, what we're fixing to read. You would think that men would repent and turn to God. Through all of this, I mean, all this devastation and all these things that are taking place, you would think they'd fall on their knees and call it out to God. But look at these next two verses. And the rest of the men were, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of their works, of their hands, that they should not worship devils, literally demons, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Speaking of these idols, verse number 21, neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornication, nor of their thefts. The sixth angel has sounded the trumpet. 5 months has passed, and men had desired to die. Death had fled from them. That first woe is past. We read in verse number 12, behold, two more woes are fixing to take place. And in verse number 13 that we read, the sixth angel sounded. And I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. I told you before, I take all of this literally. I believe that literally there's an altar in heaven. I believe that as we read about the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament, remember Moses when he led the children of Israel through the wilderness, and they as he's leading them through the wilderness, God opened the doors of heaven, if you will. He told Moses, I want you to build what you see. I want you to build it down there. The golden laver, the candlesticks, all these things, and then that altar that was there. Well, I take that very literally. And Moses saw it, and he had it built there in the tabernacle. Then they transferred to the temple. So I just want you to note in verse number 13, literally, I take it just as the Bible says, that there is a golden altar in heaven, which is before God. And we've seen this before in Revelation 6, 9, and 11, and Revelation 8, 3. Turn back real quick to Revelation 8, 3. You'll see this altar again in heaven. And there's something special about this altar that we learned in Revelation 8, 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar, and having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne, verse number 4, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. There's literally an altar up there, the Bible tells us, before the throne of God. Now, these prayers that we read about are the prayers of these saints in the tribulation period who've been praying all during the tribulation period. Lord, how long will it be till your judgment comes upon this earth? They're being persecuted. They're being martyred and all. Well, this is an answer to these prayers. Not only that, I believe these prayers are the prayers of all saints, of all times. When you pray, your prayers are never wasted.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for the Tribute Quartet Live in Concert. That's this Saturday, February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.